You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Pour-over method, water quality, solid extraction. The world of specialty coffee making can seem like a chemistry class. And this December, some baristas might actually feel they are in class as the Specialty Coffee Association of America is certifying coffee professionals this month. Stateside's Sean McHenry gives us a glimpse into this world as he pursues an ideal that only a barista can help him find.
Sound familiar? If you're one of the thousands of Michiganders who drink coffee on a daily basis, you probably know where I'm standing, in line for coffee. Here, I'm at the Argus Farm Stop in Ann Arbor, where I like to get my coffee in the mornings. At the register, my drink of choice is the cappuccino, but therein lies my problem. Why does it seem like no two cappuccinos are the same? What is a true cappuccino? I asked my baristas.
Delicious!
Foamy and smooth and creamy and yummy.
It has to have a little heart on top.
Always a heart, always a heart.
While those are all things that I want in my cappuccinos, I think I also want something that I never thought I'd say about coffee. I want rules. I want to be able to tell one barista they're right and another that they're wrong. I want a standard.
So the strict traditional definition of a true cappuccino is a drink that is about 5 ounces, that is a third thick foam, a third milk, and a third espresso.
That's Eric Monahan, a barista and trainer at Ann Arbor's Mighty Good Coffee.
But that's kind of an antiquated definition, especially with how we make cappuccinos nowadays.
According to Eric, cappuccinos can also be more like lattes,
which is a milk-based espresso drink that is created with pulled espresso and then steamed milk with thicker head of microfoam on the top.
The difference comes down to the milk. Lattes have milk foam, and cappuccinos have just a little bit more milk foam.
It doesn't have to be extremely thicker than the amount on a latte. I believe it's like 1 to 2 centimeters.
So let me summarize my theory here. If I order a cappuccino at a coffee shop in Michigan, I may get one of two different drinks because there are actually two philosophies on how to make a cappuccino. Why is this?
I actually have been curious about this question myself.
This is Jennifer Yates, the Director of Marketing and Quality for Higher Grounds Coffee in Traverse City.
Really, I think it comes down to how in any industry, any world of specialty, anything, tastes change, ideas and definitions of quality change. If we try to say it's only this forever and always, then we get stuck, you know, just as in other areas of life, continual change and development, always looking for a better quality product is a great goal to have.
Sometimes it's the quest for the answer that is, in the end, the answer itself. So it is for life, and so it is for cappuccinos. My sweet, creamy companion, may you never cease to change.